and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries, and this is today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom. Today I need to share with you a revelation that God has given us concerning the number 50 and the increase in end time world events and the spiritual warfare. Starting on June the 12th of this year, 2016, on the morning of Sunday, June 12th, we awoke to the news of the terrorist attack at the Orlando, Florida homosexual nightclub. That was a major and horrible Islamic terror attack at that homosexual nightclub. The first news report that I saw this morning said 50 dead and 50 wounded. Now, the numbers have gone up and down since then, but those are the numbers that I first saw in reference to that event on that morning of Pentecost, June the 12th. Now, we must understand that was Pentecost, and the word Pentecost means 50th or 50. Pentecost means the number 50, and on that day, 50 people died, counting the shooter, and 53 were wounded. When I first saw that news report, it said 50 dead and 50 wounded. On the day of Pentecost, which means 50, that is impossible to be a coincidence. That's not a coincidence, people. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in an almighty God that is in control. Amen. But the 50s didn't stop there. Just a few days later, on June the 28th, there was an ISIS terror attack at the Istanbul, Turkey airport. And the number of dead there in the news report, the first news report I saw about that terror attack, was said that the number of dead people is expected to reach 50. I don't know for sure exactly what the number ended out being, and it really doesn't matter whether the end result number was 25, 50, or 1,000. The first news report I saw said that the number of dead was expected to reach 50. So that is what we're focusing on, is what the way that 50 keeps coming up in the news. Then on July the 12th, the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, fired 50 Russian military commanders for not being aggressive enough against the American and NATO forces. Yes, the president of Russia fired not 49, not 51, but 50 Russian military commanders for not being aggressive enough against the United States and NATO. Then, just 2 days later, on July 14th, it was reported that Donald Trump picked Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, as his vice presidential running mate. Now, Mike Pence is the 50th governor of Indiana. And the name Pence comes from the Greek word for the number 5, which from which we get the word Pentecost, meaning 50th. This is not coincidence. This is huge. God is trying to speak to us. Why would Donald Trump pick the 50th governor of Indiana for his vice presidential running mate, and his last name, Pence, is the Greek word for 5, from which we get the word for 50, Pentecost? And all this began on the day of Pentecost. Then, the next day, July 15th, I reported in the ministry newsletter online, proveallthings.webby.com, that Pope Francis had declared 2016 as a jubilee year, which means 50th year. Now, not that they were claiming that this is truly a jubilee year or a 50th year, but they were just proclaiming it. The Pope Francis was proclaiming 2016 as a jubilee year, because they do that with many, many different years, regardless of the calculation. It's a symbolic thing. But nevertheless, he's proclaiming this year as a jubilee or 50th year. Then on July 22nd, it was reported that Hillary Clinton picked Senator Tom Kaine of Virginia as her vice president. Well, guess what? He is the 50th person to chair the Democratic National Committee. He's not the current chairman of the Democrat National Committee, but he was the 50th person to chair the Democrat National Committee. If you look at the list of all the persons to chair the Democrat National Committee, you will see that there's been 51 positions. But one person, Larry O'Brien, served twice. So Kaine was actually the 50th person to sit in that chair. Then on August the 1st, I shared on the article on the newsletter online, the ministry newsletter, that there is a article of the European Union called Article 50 that details that when any nation decides to leave the European Union, such as the United Kingdom had recently decided to leave the European Union, that Article 50 of the European Union says that they have 2 years to leave the Union. That's Article 50. I also reported on that day in the newsletter that 50 people was treated for heat-related illnesses because of they was waiting on Hillary Clinton to arrive at a speech at an outdoor rally, and Hillary Clinton was late to the outdoor rally, and everybody was out in the sun, out in the heat, and 50 people was treated for heat-related illness. I also reported on that day that, guess what, we have 50 states of the United States, and that the president of Syria, Bashar Assad, Eve will be his name, is said to be 50 years old until September the 11th, when he is supposed to turn 51. A couple of days later, August the 3rd, it was reported in the news that the United Arab Emirates Boeing 777 jet crashed at an airport, and it was reported in the news that the crash may have been caused by 50 degrees Celsius temperatures. 50 degrees Celsius temperatures is 122 degrees Fahrenheit. 122 degrees Fahrenheit. 50 degrees Celsius caused an airplane jet, Boeing 777, to crash. And remember that the people at the Hillary Clinton rally was treated for heat-related illnesses, 50 people. On August 4th, it was reported in the news that 41 American military members plus 7 military dependents plus 2 American government diplomats, a total of 50 people, had contacted the Zila, however you pronounce it, virus, that mosquito virus that is going around. 50 people. I also reported on that day of August 4th that a student was facing a 50-day suspension for saying that all lives matter. Now, so time after time after time after time over these past few weeks, it has appeared in the news repeatedly, the number 50. And it all started on the day of Pentecost when there was 50 dead at the Orlando terror attack. Why all these 50s? Well, we have to go back to that first 50, to that day of Pentecost. Pentecost represents a increase in power. Remember, that is the day that God sent the Holy Ghost down on the thousands of people that were gathered together on the day of Pentecost, and they received the gift of speaking in tongues, and they received the Holy Ghost, and the church on that day was empowered with the Holy Ghost. So what I believe that these 50s mean is that there has now been, from that day of Pentecost all the way up to now and in the future until the end of time now, there has now been an empowerment on both sides of the spiritual warfare for this end time. That the spiritual empowerment of wickedness has increased. That there's a spiritual empowerment in end time world events and in spiritual warfare. That the Antichrist, the son of perdition, is also being empowered now. That he's about to be manifested. And that the major end time world events that are foretold in the Bible are about to spring forth. That the empowerment for these things to be released is coming true now. That now the empowerment has been increased. World events have been increased. Spiritual warfare has been increased. So these 50s is about a release of spiritual warfare, an increase in spiritual warfare and end time world events. So I want you to watch the 50s. And any time that they come up in the news, don't ignore it. Pay attention. Because God is trying to speak to us. And I'm not about numerology, but God does use numbers. He used the number 7 and the number 12 in the Bible over and over and over and over again. So God does use things like numbers in the news to grab our attention, that we would pay attention and then start seeking and praying about things to find what he is saying. And that is what I believe that God has given me about the meaning of the number 50s as an increase in end time world events, and that things were about to break forth. So I encourage you to examine yourself and examine your doctrines and your religion and your denomination and what you believe and why you believe, because the end times are upon us. And the next seal, which is the fifth seal, is about to be opened. The fifth seal of the book of Revelation will be opened soon. I believe this year or in the early part of next year, very soon. So I encourage you to be praying, fasting, and repenting, and drawing close to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and be praying and really and truly seeking him. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.